Before I start this morning, I would like to make an apology. The scripture that was read today is the proper scripture for today. But I overlooked, and the word came to me was Isaiah 42. It's going to be the same thing if you read Isaiah. So my message is, I don't know why did I overlook it. Maybe I was so excited because I've been given the opportunity to do the sermon today. But please bear with me, and I hope that you'll accept my apology. As it read in Isaiah 42 to 1 to 8, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nation. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not fail or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastline wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you the covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon hole, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to the graven image." And that is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. In your throne of grace, O God, as we sit and we wait for you, to listen to your word that is before us. We know that we are sinner, but you are so thankful that you love us more. Be with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In our Bible verse this morning, we read that Christ was the appointee and God the Father was appointer. Reflecting, the prophet says in chapter 11 of Isaiah, 11:1-2, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of its root, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." There are four attributes that Christ came with for you and I to see God. Looking back at the Christmas, we celebrate and we exchange gifts and we have drinks and food, and I hope you did not miss the real reason of Christ born into this world. In our Bible verse today, he was appointed to be the servant of our fatherhood, of our Father God. He was a chosen one. He was the anointed one. He was the sacrifice that hung on the cross for your sake and mine. First, he became a servant, even though he was a son of God, but he was a servant. Philippians chapter 2, from 5 to 8, it says, "Let this be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in form of God, thought not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, and took upon him a form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as high as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, and even to the cross." His purpose was to serve God's will, even though it cost him his life. But the purpose of God was served. it reminds me a Greek word, doulos, D-O-U-L-O-S. It says in the Roman times means a bond servant or slave could refer to someone who voluntarily served others, but it is usually referred to one who was held in a permanent position for servitude. Under the Roman law, a bond servant was considered the owner's personal property. A bond servant essentially has no rights, could even be killed with impunity by their owners. There is doulos. And the second word is diakonos. It is the root of a deacon, which is a standard ancient Greek word meaning a servant, a waiting man, a minister, and a messenger. So Christ is both a doulos and a diakonos. He first served God the Father, and he served the people. In Matthew chapter 22:37-39, you must love your Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. That is the first and the greatest commandment. A second is equal to the important one. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. In Moses' time, 613 laws was written by Moses. And when David came, the King David came, he took away 598 and left with 15. And the prophet Hosea, he came, he took away 12 and left with 3. And Christ came, and he took away 1 and left with 2. And there was Matthew 22. First, love your God with all your mind, with all your heart, and with all your power. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. When you do this, it represents the letter L, which starts with love. Yes, before we love God, he first loved us. C.S. Lewis once said, Christian love is the mostly costly investment you will ever make. Yes, it will cost your time. It will cost your money. It will cost your family. Even it will cost your friend. So everything we've done, or everything we do, when we serve the Lord, comes from the heart and not from outside. And that takes me to the second topic tonight, today. When we're done serving with God, always give God the glory all the time. Through the course of life, we all have opportunity to take the credit for ourselves when we shouldn't. In the spotlight of some success, it's tempting to keep the applause focused on us. But when you think about it, we would have no success in our lives at all if God did not see fit to give us the opportunity to succeed. The brain power, the education, the temperament, the gifts to accomplish praiseworthy things. Even so, when people notice that we have something good going on in our spiritual lives, there always a battle occur. Do keep the glory for ourselves, or do we turn the spotlight back to God wherever it belongs? Paul in Philippians 3:1-11, he says, when he encouraged us to stop bragging about ourselves and to start rejoicing in the Lord, he put together an impressive list of his own accomplishments and then said they were like a dunk compared to the glorious reality of Christ in his life. Jeremiah says, from 9:23-24, let not the wise man boast his wisdom, or the strong man boast his strength, or the rich man boast his riches. But let him who boast about this. I am the Lord who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for these I delight. To close, it's not that we can't enjoy our moment in the sun. Pleasure is a good thing, is a gift that God has given us. It's just important to give the credit for all we have to the appropriate person. God, the giver of all good things. 1 Timothy 6:7. Praise be to God. There is my message today.